Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So each year we hear from a psychologist who psychoanalyzes people based on when they do their Christmas decorations or Hanukkah decorations. And every year they say, well, you know, if you do it in November, you mean this. And if you do it in December, there's a basic general trend. And it's something I've noticed. I've talked about it on the show. So, but there is a lot that gets revealed depending on the way you decorate the house, if you decorate the outside, how early you get up your Christmas, get the Christmas tree. It's not to stereotype anybody. There's obviously outliers, but there is a generalization. So anybody who starts to decorate for Christmas before Halloween, I think that there must be something wrong, not so much wrong with them mentally, but that there's something impeding them from being able to enjoy the holidays when everybody else does, such that you have to start celebrating it before we even get to Halloween. You could buy the Halloween decorations early because they might be cheaper. But if you are putting up Christmas before Halloween, that means either you're not around during, you know, maybe you have cancer and you want to celebrate Christmas early. Maybe you don't like Halloween. So there's something that's more of a negative connotation going on with your life if you're decorating for Christmas before Halloween. If you decorate for Christmas between Halloween and Thanksgiving, that might mean something else. One, that might mean, look, I'm sick and tired of only enjoying 4 to 6 weeks of Christmas, and this stuff is expensive. So if I'm going to decorate, I'm going to get as much longevity as possible. All right, that's one reason. Another reason you might decorate before Thanksgiving is people are coming over for Thanksgiving, and the house is like, oh, it's kind of boring, and I don't really have enough decor. But if you put all the Christmas lights up and have all the decorations of the Hanukkah stuff up, it's decorated. A lot of times the Christmas tree can hide a smudge on the wall or a hole or a crack. Let's say you got mad and you threw something and it cracked the wall. Christmas tree can cover it. So when I see that somebody has their Christmas tree decorations up early, you know, especially before Thanksgiving, I'm thinking they probably really, really need the decor. Now, it could also mean that you are organized. You're like, I'm going to be busy. After Thanksgiving, I am going to be so flipping busy. See, usually Thanksgiving weekend, I don't have off Thanksgiving, but some people have off Thanksgiving weekend. So when the family's over for Thanksgiving, you decorate the tree. And then you do you get prepared for Christmas. You have a tree lighting ceremony, you do all sorts of fun stuff. But if the average person had to travel, then they had to get back and then they had to race to work, and then they're going to be busy, they're not going to get the stuff up. So I see more and more, because when I walk around the neighborhood and stuff, I see Christmas trees up before Thanksgiving. And I don't mind that because you might as well get use, you know, of the decor, especially if people are over for Thanksgiving. If you decorate the month of December, one, that means you don't really care about the price of everything. You're like, you know what, it's okay. It's December. I put it up. It also means you're kind of a stickler to the rules. You're like, Thanksgiving is the brown and the gold and the leaves and the pumpkins and the turkeys and all that. But Christmas is the green, red snow. So I don't want to mix the two holidays. It might mean you're pretty much a stickler for rules if you wait till December. If you wait till the last week of Christmas, then either you're a real procrastinator and you're like, you know what, I got to just do it because I got to do it. It's more of a reluctant issue. Or, no, I forgot. I want my family to have some sort of a Christmas experience, but it's just too much work and I've been too busy. And again, that also implies to me that there's something going on. This is if I put my psychology hat on. I'm a family medicine doctor, but I do a lot of psychology. So I will ask people, have you decorated for Christmas yet? And I could see when I do telemedicine, you could see the decor and all that. Then you could see other places where you see the boxes of the lights. And I go, okay, dude, you know, December's this week. And I go, I know. I'm going to have it up by December. So I do. I kind of look at it. I find it fascinating. The outside decor is interesting. So I decorated for the first time, and it didn't come out that good, and I don't have the timer right. And all the lights aren't on the timer. There's one timer. Everything's plugged in, but not all the lights go off. So it's a cluster and a half. So I'm shutting it off intermittently, not because I don't want to decorate for the neighborhood, but because I just don't want to. And you know what? The lights are on right now. I heard my Christmas lights are on right now, and it's daytime. So I'm like, yeah, I'm celebrating the World Cup. I didn't know what to say. So, you know, sometimes you have scatterbrained, unorganized, or not very competent when it comes to the decoration. That's me. So my decorations, even though I try to do it all at once, come up in stages. Or I'm shopping and I see something that I like. I'm like, I'm going to add that too. And then I just add things and I add things. Or somebody gives me something that's Christmassy and I really like the bow or I like the candles, so then I put that up. So I have an evolving sort of decor. And that's what I do. And then finally, if your Hanukkah decorations, if you celebrate Hanukkah and your Hanukkah decorations aren't up, this is what I'm guilty of. I have no idea what Hanukkah is. I seriously, right now, I'm going to have to look it up. I do not know when Hanukkah is this year. I don't know. It changes all the time. I know Christmas is December 25th. We got 27 more shopping days to Christmas. I got that down. I know exactly. I have no idea when Hanukkah is. So I'm sorry, I got to look it up because I can't not know. But that is a big problem. And so from a psychological standpoint, not knowing when your own holiday is an issue. Okay, so Hanukkah is December 18th to the 26th this year. I got to get cracking. I haven't decorated for Hanukkah yet. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Walmart shooting that happened in Virginia should have never happened. And employees were sitting ducks when their manager decided to slaughter them. Now, an employee who survived this has filed a $50 million lawsuit against Walmart. The lawsuit filed by Danya Prelo claims she submitted a complaint about the gunman 2 months prior to the shooting that took the lives of 6 Walmart employees. Police said the shooter did die of a self-inflicted wound. Prelo had been working at the Walmart Supercenter near Battlefield Boulevard in Chesapeake for more than a year. She was there the night of the shooting and claims to have narrowly avoided being shot. So law firm Morgan & Morgan filed the suit today, 1 week after the deadly shooting, and attorneys John Morgan and Peter Anderson issued the statement. While the cruelty of murdering six defenseless people is truly unimaginable, Ms. Perlow alleges that she and her co-workers had been concerned for months that such an incident could occur at any time. Our client alleges Walmart acknowledged her written complaint alleging harassment, but continued to employ the perpetrator. As workplace shootings and violence become horrifyingly common, employers have a responsibility to understand the warning signs and take threats seriously in order to protect their employees and customers. Our hearts are broken for the families of those who lost loved ones and for those like Ms. Prioliel, whose lives will never be the same because of this trauma. We will work to hold Walmart accountable for failing to stop this tragedy. The lawsuit claims that Walmart did acknowledge the complaint, but the accused 31-year-old suspect remained employed as a shift leader. The suspect was previously disciplined for cruel and inappropriate behavior, according to the lawsuit. So the lawsuit is seeking $50 million in damages, listing the suspect's alleged pattern of disturbing behavior leading up to the deadly mass shooting. Now, what behavior was this? These were bizarre, rude, and inappropriate comments about Perlow's age, gender, socioeconomic status, and appearance. In the lawsuit, Perlow details, according to WAVY.com, how she was in the break room when the shooting occurred, and she witnessed her colleagues being murdered while she was trying to escape. In the complaint, she alleges she was severely traumatized by being shot at and witnessing the deaths of her co-workers, outlining a range of mental health consequences she suffered as a result, sleeplessness, flashbacks, anxiety, nightmares. In addition, she said the suspect repeatedly made veiled threats of violence, stating that people will remember his name if he was ever fired, and ominously asking employees if they had received their active shooter training. Now, that is some creepy stuff. Now, I get it. Shift leaders and managers want to make sure you get your active shooter training. I've worked for companies where they said, did you do your active shooter training yet? So, I that's not the most shocking, but if it's not in that context, and it's, did you receive your training? Did you receive your training? Something's up. Something's kooky. Now, I don't know all the details. I think none of us do. But I can say from experience that I have worked for companies. I've never asked for people to be fired, but I have made complaints that people were harassing, people were interfering with my life and my non-work related life. Nothing happened to them. Nothing happened to them, and they still kept the behavior up. And these, when you think, you know, well, what is going on? What, this should have been a slam dunk. Why the hell, if there was a complaint, did the employer keep the employee? Well, if the employee is of a marginalized community and can claim that they are being discriminated against because they're getting fired when they didn't have a chance to defend themselves or guilty until proven innocent, that company could be in a lot of trouble. So, and I don't know what the nationality is or the race of the shooter was, but I understand that many companies, they say, my hands are tied. They are so-and-so. And it could be they're a woman, it could be their religion, it could be their race. And so, sadly, you have a company feeling that they are between a rock and a hard place. Well, patient and patient safety, especially in a medical arena, and customer safety comes first. If there is any employee that you think could be a threat or you think is unstable, you have to let them go. Now, this is going to be very murky legal waters, because if somebody gets fired because people don't like them and they, you know, beat up on them and it's a bullying sort of situation, that's not cool for somebody that doesn't have a lot of social skills to get canned. But if somebody is harassing or giving somebody the heebie-jeebies or commits violations, you have to get rid of them. Now, another thing that is also complicating matters is many of these companies don't have a, all right, one strike and you're out. With the labor shortage, they probably let things go. Okay, you know, we'll do three strikes. We'll give him three chances. We'll give her three chances. You know what? We're understaffed. I'm going to give them a warning. We gave them a warning, so now there's another three chance. I mean, I'm not sure what the hell happened with this particular employee. But if employers are struggling to find staff, they're going to be less likely to fire somebody because they said something inappropriate. And the way these jobs have to do things is the second somebody feels like they, you know, it could be a threat, they have to, you know, move on that or at least investigate. Now, I get, you could also have an employee say, you know what, he threatened me. He said this. The person said, what? Who are you? He said this. Yeah, I didn't say anything to you. What are you talking about? I mean, so there should be investigations because there could always be that he said, she said sort of thing. So there should be a formal investigation for any of this. But if these companies are already so outstretched and they can't, this is a sign to me of employers being between a rock and a hard place when they should fire somebody, but they feel like they could get in more trouble firing somebody than taking their chances. And I'm telling you right now, you have an employee that goes, you know, completely crazy and kills people, you will never recover from that. You won't be able to live with yourself. You have got to deal with those employees right out the gate. Now, that Roanoke, Virginia employee who did get fired, he gave people the heebie-jeebies. There was complaints. They fired him. He, the next week, gunned down the reporter and the photographer and the person being interviewed at a remote site during a live interview. And so I think there are employers out there also that worry, look, I don't want to make them mad. I don't want to make her mad. If I fire them, they're going to retaliate. And I've had that. I have had employees that we had to let go because they were stealing or whatever, then try to ruin the business. Try to steal clients, do bad reviews, and people say, maybe I shouldn't have fired him, maybe I should. No. Anybody who is willing to do that malicious behavior should never be on your payroll to begin with, because they could then be actively causing malice even on the job. Trust me, the average employee that would do that isn't usually, oh, I love my boss. They probably are also, you know, stealing on the job or, you know, so it stinks because I've been an employee and I've been an employer and I've seen the gamut of things. And I am blown away that we have individuals that are that messed up out there. You know, why can't we have an employee? Why can't we have an employer or a coworker that just clocks in, does their job well, and clock out? But that's not what happens. People sleep with each other. They flirt with each other. They gang up. They team up. There's all this BS. It's a whole nother world. It's a whole nother jungle. It's a whole nother landscape. And then there's all this liability. If you're like, you know what, this isn't working out. Why isn't it working out? Is it because you don't like my gender? Is it because you don't like my sexual orientation? Is it because you don't like my... And you're like, well, no, you said this to a person. So you believe them? Yeah, so it's a mess. And I don't... And the answer will eventually be, which is very frustrating, will be more automation and less employees. 1-877-DOCTOR.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden met with congressional leaders and asked them to prevent a rail strike just weeks before Christmas. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says this should have been solved months ago.
This was in a negotiation that was selected by this administration. This was something that was celebrated by this administration that it was fixed. And now right before a holiday season, right when farmers need to ship their goods and others, we have to rush something to the floor.
China is swinging into full gear to control mass protests over its zero COVID policy. Police are patrolling streets in major cities this week as thousands call for more freedom, protesting against the president. The North Dakota Supreme Court is hearing arguments on the state's pro-life bill Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this headline caught my eye. A Buddhist temple in central Thailand canned all of their monks, fired all of them. Why? Because they failed their drug test. 4 monks, including an abbot, at a temple in Phetchabun Province, Bung Sam Phan District, tested positive for meth on Monday. The monks have been sent to a health clinic to undergo drug rehab. Now, I don't know how difficult it is to be a monk. And my guess is you do have to keep your attention span going. I can understand that could be challenging. And I don't know if this was crystal meth. I don't know if it was a methamphetamine from a attention deficit hyperactivity sort of drug that triggered the stimulant test to be positive, but right now they're saying they tested positive for methamphetamines. So the temple is now empty of monks, and nearby villagers are concerned that they cannot do any merit-making. Merit making involves worshippers donating food to monks as a good deed. So the district official, Boone Lert Thin Top Thigh, told, this is CBS News, more monks will be sent to the temple to allow villagers to still practice their religious obligations. Thailand is a major transit country for methamphetamine flooding in from Myanmar's troubled Shan state via Laos, according to the United States Office on Drugs and Crime. On the street, meth pills called yaba sell for less than 20 baht, or about 50 cents. Meth, and particularly yaba, can be easily found in every corner of Thailand. Supply is up everywhere, and it is getting cheaper. In fact, it's cheaper than beer, they say. Authorities across Southeast Asia and around the globe have made record meth seizures in recent months. Hong Kong reportedly made its biggest ever seizure of meth, including 1.8 metric tons of liquid meth hidden in cartons of coconut water that was supposed to be on its way to Australia. In August, authorities found 2 tons of meth hidden in marble tiles shipped from the Middle East to Sydney in what police describe as the largest ever seizure of the drug in Australia. What the hell's going on in Australia down there, man? In August, Mexican soldiers seized 1.5 tons of meth and 328 pounds of apparent powdered fentanyl at a checkpoint in the northern state of Sonora. And then in July, more than 5,000 pounds of meth was found in a seizure in Southern California. So the drugs are definitely flowing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So with the Ukraine-Russia war, it's not letting up. And the temperatures are plummeting in Ukraine. Well, I believe half of Kyiv, the capital's residents, had been without power for a period of time. It sounds like the U.S. is going to help Ukraine repair it. Ukraine's energy infrastructure remains destroyed in multiple places, severely damaged and compromised in many parts of the country. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced $53 million in fresh assistance to help restore the power grid. Blinken arrived in Romania on Monday evening ahead of the meetings with NATO allies and Group of Seven foreign ministers. Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, told some NATO diplomats visiting Kyiv that transformers are the biggest element of the country's power infrastructure that needs to be restored. They say speculation is mounting that Russia could soon try to mobilize men in the occupied part of Kherson, which is South Ukraine. Kherson has been going back and forth in terms of occupation. Russia got a hold of it. They actually, the next day, named its mayor or its temporary ruler, so to speak. And then the day after that, Ukraine was able to take it back or move in. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on with that, but it sounds like Russia has not given up, and it hasn't. It's not giving up yet. The Center for National Resistance said Monday that Russians are bringing riot police to carry out the mobilization of men in the southern temporarily occupied territories. Ukraine called on residents of the region to leave the region immediately so they don't become a resource for the enemy. And what Russians are apparently doing is they're conscripting them or they're drafting them into their military. German Chancellor has pledged to deliver more anti-aircraft tanks to Ukraine. Olaf Scholz pledged the delivery of more of these. They said, "We will continue to work to provide that very efficient system." Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told Scholz in a phone call about the Russian airstrikes on the civilian infrastructure, water and electricity supplies, and the chancellor condemned the ongoing shelling and assured Ukraine of further short-term assistance. Where's the UN? I thought the UN is supposed to protect civilian. Maybe the UN isn't supposed to stop wars and military fighting each other, but I thought the UN was supposed to prevent any and all atrocities that happen to civilians such that a Nazi regime or the Holocaust never happens again. I mean, it's good all these other countries, we're going to give another $53 million, and I'm glad we're helping Ukraine, but maybe somebody has to just go in there and deal with this as it relates to Putin. I mean, this is, I know everybody says it's not our fight, but I mean, how many more billions of dollars are we going to put into this? How much more of our equipment are we going to put into this? I mean, maybe we need to figuratively cut the head off the snake. And I had suggested maybe we needed to do this early on. So to date, the German government has provided short-term financial assistance to repair energy infrastructure. They gave 55 million euros, which was about 58 million. Ukraine has praised connection with SpaceX for Starlink terminals. SpaceX, which is owned by Elon Musk, had offered to help. They said there was a difficult relationship, but the Ukrainian government is praising the company for helping to maximize its use of the Starlink high-speed mobile satellite terminals. Ukraine's digital transformation minister, Mykhailo Fedorov, said in an interview with Interfax that the ministry has brought in more than 22,000 Starlink terminals in Ukraine with the help of international donors and SpaceX. Musk had public disagreements with the Ukrainian government over who should finance the cost of providing bandwidth and other support for the Starlink terminals and over his ideas for negotiating an end to the conflict. So, yeah, I could see why that could tick people off, but, he's providing stuff for free. That's, I'm sure he wants some say. So in October, CNN reported that SpaceX asked the U.S. Defense Department to help pay for the service, saying that the operation has cost SpaceX already $80 million and will exceed $100 million by the end of the year. SpaceX warned that the Pentagon, that it might stop funding the service in Ukraine unless the U.S. military kicks in tens of millions of dollars per month. But subsequently, Musk tweeted, "The hell with it. Even though Starlink is still losing money and other companies are getting billions of taxpayer dollars, we'll just keep funding Ukraine government for free." And that is tricky. That is one of the things, and I'm not sitting here to defend Elon Musk, but that is one of the frustrations that I think people are having. You want to help, you want to donate, but what he's donating is something that still needs people to put money towards, and Ukraine is war-torn. And so he's asking somebody else to kind of help with his donation, and it's a huge donation. And now he's at a point where, well, does he withdraw it or does he keep funding it? And remember, Elon Musk is getting a lot of criticism with Twitter, and people are trading in their Teslas for Volt. Was it Alyssa Milano who got rid of her Tesla? And nobody's even knowing that Elon Musk or even appreciating what Elon Musk is doing. So that is interesting. U.S. is considering sending Patriot air defense systems to Ukraine to support their air defense capabilities. NATO foreign ministers reiterate their solidarity with Ukraine and pledge to assist with infrastructure repairs. Okay, that's nice, but they're still getting bombarded. And then Russians are shelling settlements in liberated areas of Kherson along the Dnipro River. And Russia and the U.S. are not in dialogue. Russian deputy foreign minister said they are not speaking and making headway. So we'll see what happens. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL.
Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Quick soccer update. So far the score is 1-0 USA. Christian Pulisic scored probably within the last 15, 20 minutes. So right now they are up. I don't have exactly how much time left. I don't have that. But at least we have, because I can't watch the game in the studio. But we're one up leading. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember last week I told you that common anti-inflammatories could be possibly worsening your arthritis? Well, we got some bad news on arthritis. Now they're saying these corticosteroid injections. These injections, which I have found worked well for me, I don't get a lot of them, I've gotten a couple, apparently now can actually cause your arthritis to worsen. So osteoarthritis is the most common arthritis. So where the cartilage starts to kind of wear and tear, breaks down of the joints, you start to get more pain, stiffness, bone on bone. They say 32 million adults suffer from this. I think it's even more. It could affect your hands, hips, knees, back. And well, sometimes what we do, so you don't have to be taking oral medications because of the side effects, is we will do some more precision therapy. Where, well, if that one joint hurts, rather than you taking narcotics or taking a bunch of anti-inflammatories that could hurt your stomach, hurt your liver, hurt your kidneys, hurt your heart, why don't we just deal with the joint? And let's inject the steroid, the anti-inflammatory, right into the joint. To me, brilliant idea. The problem is they're saying that, according to two small unpublished studies that are going to be presented today at the Radiological Society of North America's annual meeting, knee arthritis advanced more quickly among patients who got the steroid injections than those who didn't. Now, why? Well, it might be the same thing I had said last week, where maybe the inflammation, we always thought the inflammation was causing more damage than not, and you had to stop the inflammation. What if the inflammation is actually protective? You know, just like I said with fevers, I think we overdo it with the Tylenol for low-grade fevers. Let a low-grade fever do its thing. If it's high-grade and your kid's uncomfortable, yeah, lower the fever. But if it's a mild fever, let that elevated body temperature fight the infection. Well, same thing with arthritis. Maybe the stiffness, maybe the swelling is supposed to be protective. Maybe it tries to help heal. Maybe it prevents further injury. Now, I was always trained, and the thinking behind this is the inflammation could damage the joint more. That chronic inflammation can hurt, and that's not wrong. In fact, you know, inflammation of the gums can lead to heart disease. You know, this is something that isn't new science. But maybe it's because people get too many of the injections. Now, some of you have asked about the hyaluronic acid injections, like the Synvisc. Those are fantastic because what that does is we can't necessarily replace the cartilage, but what we could do is we could inject a gel that will give you some cushion, do some shock absorption, prevent there being bone on bone. That was shown to slow progression of the disease. The only thing is those suckers are expensive and you could only have so many. So according to study authors, they say our papers show there should be much more awareness that corticosteroids could have possible progression of osteoarthritis. Now, again, that isn't new science because let's say somebody took oral steroids for asthma, for a lung issue, for an autoimmune issue, they could destroy their joints. They could destroy their bones. Avascular necrosis. There's bone thinning. We know it could cause damage. So I think, let's look at the study. They said both studies assessed patients from the Osteoarthritis Initiative, which is a year-long observational research project that involves nearly 5,000 people with a knee osteoarthritis. So the wear and tear we get on the knee. What they did is they looked at x-rays from 50 patients who got the corticosteroid shots, 50 who got the Synvisc or the hyaluronic acid, and then 50 who got nothing. The scans were collected annually for 4 years, and it revealed more arthritis progression among those who got the steroids compared to the other two, including the ones that got nothing. Another study from the University of California, San Francisco, looked at MRI scans from 200 people, 44 of whom got steroid shots, 26 got the hyaluronic acid. The researchers looked at scans that were taken at the time of the injections, as well as 2 years before and after, and found more severe cartilage deterioration by a two-year follow-up in the steroid-taking group. Now, it's not telling us how often they got their injections. I don't think one injection is a big deal. But this isn't new news. I think pre-pandemic we spoke about that, how the shots could do more harm than good. They're just not telling us. Let me see. There was the one study that was done in 2019. They got 1 to 3 injections in a year. Trying to think if it's at all any. Usually with an injection, we don't want to repeat it within a month or two. Sometimes we'll even go 3 months. So I don't anticipate a lot of the, I don't think these shots were monthly shots. We usually don't like to do more than a few shots in a year. I don't think there's a magic number, but when I was trained, and we're talking in the 90s, we wouldn't do more than 3 in a year. And the longer we waited in between, I mean, if they received help and they were almost there, then we would maybe repeat it in a month or two. But for the most part, if it was, yeah, I did something, you know, yeah, we were very, very cautious with our steroid use. So this is frustrating because you guys are probably thinking, well, what the hell do I do? If the hyaluronic acid and the Synvisc is expensive and insurance won't pay for it, because insurance will pay for the steroid injection, but they won't pay for that. And we can't take chronic NSAIDs or COX-2 inhibitors like meloxicam, Mobic. And we can't take narcotics. What do we do? And so I'm frustrated because, you know, you could do cool compresses. Ice helps, but you've got to protect the skin. So I say cool compresses. You could walk, you could exercise, you could do physical therapy. But for some of these bad knees, I really think every now and then an injection might help. Because think about it, if you're limping and you're swollen, you know, it can allow you to function again. You not walking because you're in pain and you're swollen now starts to put pressure on the other joint, not to mention you're gaining weight and you're not exercising. So I want to take these studies with a grain of salt. They're not wrong. It makes perfect sense that you keep injecting something, it's going to deteriorate the joint. That is not earth-shattering news. But I don't want to scare people from having any sort of procedure done, you know, because a lot of us are not ready for a knee replacement. I mean, I got some issues with my knee, and I feel like I'm ready for another injection. I haven't had an injection for 25 years. I think I injected my own knee maybe about 5 years ago. So I feel like I could really benefit from another one because I'm getting the clicking and popping. But I kind of do my own stuff. Oh, I've done a lot of my own medical. I just can't do my own pap smear. That's hard. But, you know, talk to your medical provider about it. I don't think one is that detrimental, especially, it's all benefits versus risks. If you're not walking, you're gaining weight, and you're starting to become more bedridden, somebody has to do something with that joint, even if it's surgery. But if you're doing that to put off surgery where the doctor said, look, you need surgery, and you just keep on getting injections to put off the inevitable, that can make the joint worse. 1-877-DR-FELLY.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.